That's right. Nothing but a good time. The Steve Gruber Show, good to have you here. By the way, if you'd like to drop us a line, we appreciate it. SteveGruber.com, the place to go. Drop me a note. We'll go to the viewer mailbag on a regular basis. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Clarence Thomas, by the way, says he's not retiring despite all of the rumors. Clarence Thomas says, I am not stepping down. I like what I do. I'm in good health. Everything's fine, people. Relax. So that's from Clarence Thomas. There was conversation about it because Clarence Thomas being 70 and being one of the important conservative voices on the court, some speculated recently that he would step down in the event that Donald Trump was not reelected. And therefore, he could preserve a conservative voice on the court for a much longer period of time. If a justice was put up there that was 50 or 55 years old, you could preserve the conservative voice at any rate. I want to return now to the Theater of the Absurd. The Theater of the Absurd, that, of course, takes us back to the Democratic race to be the nominee for the party to be president of the United States. And the things that these folks say, I mean, the things that are said by some of these candidates out on the campaign trail, of course, there's 127 of them, and they've got to do something to get attention. They've got to get the TV cameras and the radio interviews. They've got to get something. Well, Pete Buttigieg, how do you say that? Yeah, Mayor Pete, how about that? He's calling the efforts by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He says what they do is illegal. Think about that for a second. What he says they do is illegal, enforcing the laws of the United States and protecting us from people coming in here unvetted, unchecked, and then having them unleashed on America. He somehow thinks this is not proper. Yeah, you have to hear it to believe it. It's bite number five. Go.
There's three things I want to point to that are going to be important. The first, of course, is just do no harm, right? The first is to stop the bad policies. So when we talk about ICE, you know, whether it's in its current form or some other form, when our immigration authorities are given an inhumane, and in my view, in many ways, illegal set of policies to carry out, the results are going to be horrifying.
Illegal. Enforcing laws that demand we do crazy things like make sure the people that come into the country aren't criminals and drug dealers and human traffickers and gang members. I mean, that's insane. I get it. Why would we want to know if anybody is involved with those kinds of activities? Hell, come on in. It's all Disney World in America. Bring your friends. I mean, seriously, Pete? And then if you look at some of the stories, it's not going to go well for Pete here much longer. I'll tell you why. There's a whole rising chorus of voices from South Bend. Keep in mind, Pete Buttigieg is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. That's his claim to fame. 37-year-old gay mayor. And I say gay mayor because he wants you to know. Apparently, it's part of the top three things on his resume. I'm the mayor. I did this. Oh, and I'm gay, as if that matters to anybody, what his sexual orientation is. At any rate, trouble for Mayor Pete on the horizon because there's a whole rising chorus of people that live in South Bend that say he really hasn't done much for us. He really has left the poor behind. He has not cleaned up garbage. He hasn't done anything here. In fact, the people of South Bend say, I've never seen the guy. I've never seen the guy in our neighborhoods. Never seen him down here trying to get things fixed. You watch. Those manufacturing information, doing research on Mayor Pete, are finding plenty to work with. All right, among the hysterical Democrats demanding more gun control, which is pretty much all of them, Eric Swalwell says we should just confiscate all guns. And this time it's Elizabeth Warren, and she's focused on what she calls the weapons of war after the Virginia Beach shooting here from a few days ago. Of course, the killer used two handguns, not AR-15s, not the evil black rifles, just handguns to kill a dozen people. But what the hell does that matter anyway? Here she is. By the way, here's Chief Lying Bull. Pocahontas, here she is.
We need to move, and we need to move now. Universal background checks, weapons of war do not belong on our streets and sidewalks. We need the research into it to figure out which pieces work best, but we need to treat this like the public health emergency that it is.
And when it comes to mass shootings, And the fact that 40,000 people were killed last year with guns, no middle ground. We will take on the NRA.
We can do things that dramatically lower the levels of violence in our community. But we've allowed this debate to be framed by the corporate gun lobby that has so eroded common sense from even stopping the CDC having money to study this problem, from stopping consumer product safety commissions having the ability to regulate in this space. So enough is enough.
I agree with that, Cory. Cory Booker there. Also running for president, as is Bernie, as you know, as is Chief Lying Bull. Enough is enough. Make no mistake, the Democrats all want the same thing. They want you to not have private ownership of firearms under any circumstances, period. That pretty much is the bottom line. And for those that say to you that's not true, check the facts. You look at the proposals that are put out there. Universal background checks, that would eliminate a whole host of people from getting guns because they couldn't afford it. People that have a lower income or live in inner cities, the ones that could use the defense the most, if they're charged $150 or $200 or $250, as they routinely are in some of these cities for a background check, that would prohibit them from spending the money to defend themselves in neighborhoods where they probably should. And the list goes on and on and on. They want your firearms, no question about it. And trust me, that will be on the ballot in November of 2020. It is Tuesday, June the 4th. Quick break, and we'll be back right after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.